It's wacky, it's wonderful, it's waterific, and it's about to start rippling. The Blue Network hit sensation, The Land of the Lost, with a grand splash prize at the end. The Blue Network presents The Land of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Houston.
Of magic carpets, but did you ever hear of magic seaweed? That's what my brother Billy and I always carried in our pockets when we visited the Land of the Lost, so we could breathe underwater. For to reach that enchanted kingdom where all lost things find their way, you must travel down, down on a fast ocean current to the very bottom of the sea. It was the wise talking fish Red Lantern who gave Billy and me our magic seaweed and introduced us to all the denizens of the deep who live in that shimmering green world. Everything there was so beautiful that we always wanted to stop and stare, but sometimes Red Lantern was in a hurry.
Full speed ahead, Tadpoles. Drifting and dreaming is out for today.
What's the rush, Red Lantern?
We're due in half an hour at the annual banquet of the Underwater Uplift Association, and we've got to call for Kid Squid on the way.
A banquet? Oh, boy.
But what's the Underwater Uplift Association?
Oh, very important society for promoting good government. They always meet at election time to hear speeches by the opposing candidates.
You mean you have elections down here, too?
Bulging ballot boxes, Billy. Of course we do. And this one's going to be a humdinger. Horace Highback, the whitefish, is running against your friend Kid Squid for the office of selectman.
Kid Squid, the octopus?
But he's a prize fighter, not a politician.
Well, Kid Squid's ambitious, you know, and he has quite a following. But here's where he lives now. Let's stop and pick him up.
Squid's residence. Vote for Kid.
Good morning. You're Octavia Octopus, aren't you?
Yeah, Kid's cousin. Down with Highback, up with Squid. Oh, Kid'll make them whitefish scared.
Well, we hope so. Is the candidate at home, Octavia? We're going to the banquet together.
Oh, you're Red Lantern, huh? Well, he left word that you should meet him over to the Finstitute.
Beg pardon?
You know, Dr. Flounder's Finstitute for Flopularity. It's around the corner on Sucker Street.
Yes, it would be. Well, thank you, Octavia. We'll get right over there. Come on, Pollywogs.
Is something wrong, Red Lantern? You don't look very pleased.
Well, I'll be dehydrated if I know what Kid is doing in that twaddle trap. He ought to have more sense.
What is this Finstitute, anyway?
Oh, one of those places where they teach you to be eloquent, elevated, and elegant in 6 easy lessons, full of poor fish who think the professor can turn a sardine into a prize catch.
You mean he's not on the level?
Oh, I won't say Flounder's a bounder, but...
Red Lantern, look! A whole swarm of fish folks coming this way.
All following the one in front that has a long pole. Look! He's sticking the pole down in the sand. And they're all crowding around to watch.
And now he's pulled it out again. Oh, I wonder who he is.
Guess you ain't been around much at election time, sister. That's Bunny Gallup and his pole.
What's he doing with it?
Taking soundings.
Huh?
You know, finding out how denizens are going to vote. Here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hiya, friend. What's the trend?
Well, it looks like a close race. I noticed a strong sediment for whitefish in the freshwater areas. But over toward Whalebone Ridge, the tide seems to be running for Squid.
Whoopee! Hooray for Kid!
Now, don't go overboard yet, Billy. It's too early to be sure of anything.
That's right, Red. In my opinion, this election will be decided by the minnow vote. And Murgatroyd Minnow, their leader, hasn't made up his mind yet.
He's waiting to hear the two candidates speak at the banquet.
Yes, and those speeches had better be good. Everything depends on them.
Yippee! Looks like we're in for some waterworks, folks.
Yippee! yip, yip, yippee! What a race this election's going to be. The time is short, and the outcome still, let's see, it's anybody's guess. For it might go either way, there'll be a hot time at the banquet today. Hooray!
Oh, Red Lantern, I'm worried about Kid Squid. I just can't imagine him making a speech.
Oh, he'll do all right as long as he keeps it plain and simple.
Red Lantern. Isn't this where we want to go? There's a sign over the entrance, Professor Flounder's Finstitute.
And look, Billy, on the door it says, flop in, a failure, flop out, a success.
Leaking lily pads, what nonsense. Well, go ahead and flop in, small fry. After you, Isabel.
Thank you.
There's a ladyfish at the reception desk.
Good morning. Are you looking for a richer life? Let me enroll you in our Gilocutin class for beginners.
No, thank you.
We're looking for Kid Squid, the octopus.
Oh, Mr. Squid. He's in the advanced group under Miss Desdemona Moonai, room 21 on your left. Go right in. Visitors are always welcome.
No doubt. Well, this way, followers. Follow me. We'll ooze up quietly. Miss Desdemona Moonai is directing the class.
Now form a circle, friends. A big, happy circle.
Oh, Billy, there's Kid Squid on the far side, but he doesn't see us.
Quiet, Isabel.
There. Are we all in form? Eyes bright, fins erect, spirits buoyant. Please, Mr. Pout, that's not the expression I want to see.
I'm doing my best, Miss Moonai. But it's a physical impossibility for us pouts to smile.
Come. Remember, everything is possible if we determine to make it so. A little more oomph, Mr. Weakfish. Your tail is dragging. That's better. What is it, Mr. Squid?
Can we have our daily pep song now, Miss Moonai?
Right away. Ready, everyone? A one and two.
Come, raise on high our happy cry. What a fine fish am I, the envy of the passerby. La, 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 la.
I'm bold and strong.
I fear no harm.
I'm simply radiating charm.
Oh, confidence is taking root.
Thanks to Flounder's Institute.
Set your chin, throw out your chest. You will meet the test.
You'll meet the test.
You'll meet the test. Yes, you will meet the test.
Boy, that makes me feel good. Excuse me, Miss Moonai. That there lyric has the most exhilarating effect on me poisonality.
Very well said.
If you'll forgive the interruption.
So, well, what do you know? My voice. It's Red Lantern and Isabel and Billy. Greetings, dear friend.
Hi, Mr. Kid. Squid.
Well, what goes on here, anyway?
Well, can't you see, Red? I'm getting primed, prepared for me initial public appearance.
You can skip the la-di-da lingo when you're talking to me, kid. What gave you this crazy idea, anyhow?
Me girlfriend, Jenny Jellyfish. She was worried about me being so crude and all like that.
Oh.
And she's right, Red. This Horace Highback I'm running against. He's educated right up to his back teeth. The guy's a vulture for culture.
Oh, fins and fiddlesticks. The voters like you the way you are, kid.
Oh, but I ain't got no social poise.
Abalone.
This banquet now. Miss Moon, I'll tell you, I couldn't have faced it a week ago.
No, indeed. But our Witticat class has changed that. Hasn't it, Mr. Squid?
And how. They laughed when I started to inhale my soup. But now I can suck it through a straw as good as it.
Oh, not a straw for soup, Mr. Squid. Remember?
Oh, that's right. I know. A spoon. Just a little slip, folks. A flounder.
Flounder? Well, yes. Did I hear someone mention my name?
Look who's here! The professor himself!
Hey, you're absolutely right, my friend. Congratulations. You'll go far.
How do you do, Professor?
I
Another sucker.
No, it's Red Lantern.
Red? Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, how are you?
And the Earth Children, Isabel and Billy.
How do you do?
Earth Children? Well, our reputation must be spreading. Think of it, Miss Moon Eye. All the way from Earth to enroll in our...
No, Professor, not to enroll.
What's that?
We're going to the Uplift Association banquet with Kid Squid, and we haven't a great deal.
Oh, relax, my friend. Those affairs never begin on time. Now tell me, how does he look to you, this protege of mine? Haven't we done a splendid job on him?
Well, I'd say Kid had plenty to offer in the first place. Honesty, friendliness, and...
Quite so. Everything but confidence. And that's where we come in.
Confidence, sir?
Well, of course. This is my stock in trade. Why, I've been a confidence man all my... What am I saying? Now, the point is, it was a lucky day when Squid put himself under the direction of Kasha's cave founder.
What did he say his name was, Isabel?
Kasha's, my boy, as in... Catchers catch can. Huh? Yeah, that was my motto early in life. Later on, I shortened it to cash.
What?
Didn't register, eh? Oh, now where was I?
In the till, Professor, counting your cash.
Oh, yes. That's a delightful occupation. Now, wait.
Let's get back to business, Professor. You know, we're up against tough opposition in this election. The Tarpon are all backing Horace Highback.
Hey. Wasn't one of the Tarpon you fought to a draw last year, kid?
Yeah, Pretty Boy. But that draw stuff was debunked. I can take Pretty Boy anytime.
We're speaking of extemporaneous debate.
Never mind debate. Just leave me get my hooks on the...
Oh,
pardon, I'm sure. You were saying, gentlemen...
Professor, according to Goody Gallup, the election may hinge on the speakers at this banquet. Now, I hope you won't let Kid go beyond his depth.
Oh, have no fear, Red Lantern. Founder's wonder methods never fail. Why, only last week, one of my shyest pupils, little Mrs. Grassbass here, addressed 500 fishwives at the Anti-Chowder League and scored a positive prize there.
Oh, dear Professor. Oh, how could I fail? I seem to hear your voice, Professor. I just want to stand beside you. Hey, you're beautiful. You're marvelous. You're irresistible.
Yeah, that'll do, Mrs. Grassbass. Yes, I'm sure Red Lantern gets the idea.
It's evident that you put your heart into your work, Professor.
Just a guy I want to see.
Pretty Boy Tarpon, what are you doing here?
Shh. I want to talk to you. Come outside.
Okay. What's the idea, Pretty Boy? I thought you was one of Highback's backers.
He thinks so, too. But listen, pal, I don't like to see an old friend lose.
So, yeah?
Now, I've got a proposition. You're dragging a NATO in this here election.
Who says so?
I've been watching a watermark on Goody Gallup's poll. And, kid, you ain't got a chance.
Huh?
Unless.
Unless what?
Unless you can hook yourself two times.
How am I going to do that?
Here's a little proposition for you, kid. Yes. Listen, I got 2,500 Tarpon votes in the bag. What about it?
I don't get it, Pretty Boy. You mean you can get them to vote for me?
At least once. Maybe twice. Yes. If you make it worth me while. What do you say? $5,000 will give the election and cheat at the price.
Oh, but that's bribery.
So what?
So what? Mr. Pretty Boy Tarpon, you have come to the wrong party. Not for one moment would I undertake such a maneuver. It's despicable. It's outrageous. It's ignominious.
Talk with your mouth.
It's scummy, that's what it is.
So, you're turning me down, eh?
Most emphatically. I'll win honest or I won't win at all.
Okay, Sap, but Highback won't be so particular. Remember that when you're down for the count. You're late before you start.
Gee, this sure looks bad.
About longer. Let's get going.
Oh, boy. I got that sinking feeling.
Oh, don't be nervous, Mr. Squid. I know you're going to be wonderful.
Honest, Isabel?
Oh, of course.
That goes for me, too, kid.
For all of
Yeah, just remember, my boy, flounder spinsters never flop. On to the banquet. Give him a send-off, everybody.
Wimp for selection, Swift is going
to turn out.
To put him in, our octopus deserves a papal vote. He's the best afloat. We're proud of everything he ever did. Come on and vote for Squid.
It's Squid!
Hey!
Come on and vote for Squid.
Hello, Denison. Is my unblemished record always a high bar? And as for fulfilling the duties of select men, my octopus opponent claims that 8 hands are better than none. That may be true, but what good are 8 hands without a brain? I thank you.
Poor Mr. Squid.
Never mind, Isabel. The fish folk up in the gallery are yawning.
Wait till Kid gets started. He'll wake him up.
Dear Mr. Squid, hasn't he done marvels with his table manners?
Oh, yes, Miss Mooneye.
I've been watching him over at the speaker's table, and he hasn't made a single slip except to put all his feelers in the finger bowl at once.
Oh, dear.
But I don't believe anybody noticed.
Excuse me. May I get by?
Hey, who's the little guy heading this way?
He may be small, Billy, but there's the fish who can swing this election. It's Murgatroyd Minnow.
The one Goody Gallop was talking about?
Yep, he's the leader of the independent voters. Hello there, Murgatroyd.
Howdy, Red Lantern. Whew. I thought I wasn't going to make it.
Did you hear Highback speak?
Yep. The chap I want to hear, though, is Kid Squid. Has he got what it takes?
Judge for yourself, Murgatroyd. He's going to speak in a minute.
Hey.
Huh?
Isn't that pretty boy Tarpon who just came splashing in?
What? Capering codfish, he is. He's taking his place opposite Kid at the speaker's table.
So I notice. What's going on here, Red? Is that ward feeler Tarpon supporting the Kid?
Not that I know of.
Well, I can tell you right now, the independent voters won't like it. That Tarpon's too slippery.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker will be the opposing candidate, a newcomer to underwater politics, the well-known octopugilist Kid Squid.
Mr. Chairfish, the distinguished denizens all.
Oh, I told him not to clear his throat.
This is the most auspicious occasion.
You were right the first time.
Quiet!
Billy, that was pretty boy Tarpon interrupting. What's he trying to do?
I have long wished for an opportunity to play a weighty party in current affairs.
Hey, what's the matter? Did you swallow a dictionary?
Fellow Denison, Horace Highback is not the only intellectual in this here race.
No? Who's the other one?
You see before you one who is going in for the education in a big way. One who has renounced forever the base art of fisticuffs. In short, the new Kid Squid.
Happy yourself, Kid.
Please, folks. This ain't a free-for-all. We must be dignified.
Hey, what's the matter, Stubshirt? You lost your nerve?
Disregard the interruption.
Look at this. An octopus with 8 sleeves and not a comeback up one up.
But, Mr. Minnow, Tarpon has no right to heckle a speaker that way.
Tut, madam, tut. It's sink or swim in these campaigns. If he can't handle troublemakers here, how'll he deal with them in office?
Well, wait. Did you forget your feet?
Order!
Uh, I apologize to the audience.
Jumping jellyfish. No backbone at all.
Mr. Tarpon and me have had our little differences before, but I'm not looking for trouble.
No, you're looking for votes, but you're not going to get them. Why don't you throw in a sponge, you worn-out palooka? Get out of your class.
No, no. Okay, pretty boy. You asked for it.
Oh, Jelly, you climbed right across the table after pretty boy.
Why not palooka, am I? Yeah.
I get one time for you.
Kid, look out for pretty boy's tail.
Oh, missed by a twist. What a spray maker.
No, oh, you're getting frisky. Take this. And these. And those. And them.
Did you see that punch?
He's down. Pretty boy is down.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's the matter!
What we miners have been looking for. An official who's got some real fight in him. Order! Order!
Mr. Chaffish.
Yes, Mr. Highback.
In view of this disgraceful exhibition, I call upon you to strike my opponent's name from the ballot.
All right. All right, I give in. Strike it off, Mr. Chaffish. I shouldn't have lost me temper.
Hold on there, Squid. You're not giving up the election as easily as that.
So what's the use, Red? I'm no politickler anyhow. Let Highback have those 2,000 votes.
What 2,000 votes?
Well, the one Tarpon offered to me for $5,000, if I wanted to buy them.
Buy them? Yeah. Mr. Chaffish, did you hear that?
This is preposterous. I know nothing about it.
All the same, I demand an investigation.
Wait a minute, Red Lantern.
What? What's that, Billy?
We don't need an investigation. But look what fell out of Pretty Boy's pocket.
In the name of Neptune, a check.
Yes, a check for $5,000, signed by Horace Highback.
Ah, that does it.
Horace Highback is hereby disqualified from the electoral race.
Mr. Chaffee, I want the platform.
Yes, Mr. Minow.
Voters, at last we have found a candidate with wallop and purse. I wish to announce here and now that Kid Squid will receive the full-time support of the Independent Party.
We won Squid!
Gee, thanks, Mr. Minnow. I don't understand how it happened, though.
Why not, Kid?
Well, I done just the opposite to everything Professor Flounder told me.
Well, my boy. I just heard the good news.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes. It just goes to prove what we've always said at the Finstitute.
Yeah? What's that?
Why, we've always said it. Nothing succeeds like success.
Yes. Now, 3 cheers for the new selectman, the Honorable Kid Squid.
Kid Squid is in.
Highback is out. When we saw him get the nod from Murgatroyd, we were overjoyed. He's going to get the Independent bid. It's in the bag for him. Kid Squid! It's in the bag for him.
Time, Pollywog. Time to hear the names of this week's winners. And time to hear how you can be a winner next week.
Time, too, for another Grand Splash Prize.
But first, here's what you do to be one of next week's lucky seven. If you've lost something, no matter what it is, write and tell us about it. And to the seven Pollywogs who send in the most interesting and unusual reasons for wanting their lost treasures back, we'll send the nearest possible duplicates. Think of it. No matter what you have lost, you have a chance to have it replaced. So get busy and send in your letters. Now, here are this week's winners.
First, to Betty Mae McKeever of Fort Wayne, Indiana, a nursing kit. Betty wrote us that her brother Dick, 14, and her mother never miss a program, and she's sure her nursing kit is being used in the land of the lost. Second, Melville Gordon of New York City wins a fine jackknife with a full set of blades. Third, to Martha Marquardt of Columbia, Missouri, for the sterling silver dog for her charm bracelet. Fourth, to Little Brother Hubbard. No, not Mother Hubbard this time. Little Brother Hubbard, we are sending a football. Little Brother lost the one his sister Pauline gave him. And though he isn't able to run as fast as the other boys, his football means just as much to him. Fifth, to Barbara Grouse of Minneapolis, Minnesota, a beautiful doll to take the place of her own doll, who she says she is sure is now a great friend of Henrietta's in Toyland. Sixth, Gordon Harwitz of Trenton, New Jersey, gets the chemistry set he needs for his future medical career. And seventh, to Gloria Palacci, also of New Jersey, Plainfield, goes a baton. Gloria lost hers on a picnic, and since she's been practicing 2 hours a day to be a majorette in her Land of the Lost Club, she really needs her baton. There you are, Pollywogs. And if you weren't a winner this time, just keep on trying. Here's something else to try for, too. Another grand splash prize.
You bet. Something every boy and girl has a chance to win. $10. 10 whole dollars in cash to spend any way you like. What do you have to do to win it? That's easy.
Yes, all you have to do is to write a slogan for the Land of the Lost Club. You know what a slogan is, a motto. Almost any national club you can mention has a motto. And now that the National Land of the Lost Club is going full steam ahead, we need a motto, too. And since you Pollywogs are the ones who started all the local clubs, we think it's only right and only fair that one of you should have the honor of contributing the motto. So, the Pollywog who sends in the best slogan will not only win $10, but will enjoy the fame of giving the National Land of the Lost Club its slogan for all time.
Miss Houston, could I interrupt for just a second?
Surely, go right ahead.
Well, what would you think of Keep Swimming as a slogan?
So you're trying to win.
Sure.
Oh, no, mister. You can't compete in this, but you've got an idea, all right. That's exactly the sort of thing we want. Just a motto in as few words as possible, which will stand for the spirit of the Land of the Lost Club.
Now send your motto on a postcard or in a letter addressed to the Land of the Lost, the Blue Network, Radio City, New York. You can send as many as you like, and you don't have to be a member of any club to enter the contest. The decision of our judges is final, and in case of a tie, duplicate awards will be given.
And in addition to this grand splash prize of $10, don't forget about the duplicates of lost treasures that are returned each week to the seven tadpoles who send in the best letters telling why they want their lost things back.
And remember to be on hand next Saturday when Red Lantern has a narrow escape and almost loses his life. So be sure to listen, same time, over most of these same stations, when Isabel Manning Houston takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Houston. The director is Cyril Armbrister. Vocal arrangements by Peggy Marshall. Musical backgrounds by Gene Perazzo. This is the Blue Network.